GM's CEO faces recall questions.
Mary Barra needs to give us the answers.
Rear-view cameras.
Required in new cars in 2018.
Last-minute surge.
Obamacare signups could hit 7 million gold.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The General Motors CEO heads to Capitol Hill today, but apologies and explanations won't be enough for Laura Christian.
There's nothing that she can truly say that's going to make up for any of this.
She lost her daughter in a 2005 Cobalt wreck, one of 13 linked to an ignition switch problem that caused airbags not to inflate. Some families met with the CEO last night, just hours before she undergoes congressional questioning. Our CBS News team coverage begins with Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Fuss.
There will be very tough questions for Mary Barra, the new CEO of General Motors, about why it took so long to get a handle on this problem. Reports of problems with the ignition that led to serious accidents started 10 years ago, and only this year have the cars been recalled. Committee Chairman Republican Fred Upton says the law requires these kinds of problems be reported within 5 days, and he wants to find out why they weren't.
I'm Jeff Gilbert in Detroit. Barra will admit GM took too long to order the recall and promised to find out why. Kelley Blue Book analyst Carl Brower says with older vehicles, that's easier said than done.
You're really kind of digging into the past, you know, and hoping to wade through the cobwebs and come up with some clear answers, which can be difficult.
Barra also plans to apologize and promise to do right by GM customers.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. The General Motors recall covers used compact cars 3 to 11 years old. The types of vehicles very commonly resold through personal transactions. Last year, 3.5 million cars subject to recalls were sold online with defects.
The person that owned the car previously moved or sold the car before the recall notice got to them, or they simply chose to ignore the recall and not get it fixed.
Chris Basso of Carfax.com, which tracks vehicle histories.
These recalls can affect the safety, performance, and the resale value of your car.
States with the most defective cars sold online, Texas, California, and Missouri. With GM's massive recall, these numbers will likely climb.
GM's recalling 1.5 million vehicles because of a power steering issue. Included are the Chevy Malibu, Saturn Ion, and Pontiac G6. A new federal rule looks to improve safety when people put their vehicles into reverse. CBS's Heather Bosch is here now with more.
Rearview cameras will be mandatory on all new cars and trucks under 10,000 pounds starting in May 2018. Greg Gulbranson pushed for the new rule after he backed over and killed his toddler son Cameron.
If it wasn't for him, this wouldn't be happening. If it wasn't for him, the cameras wouldn't be there, wouldn't be going on, more kids would die.
Backup accidents cause an average of 210 deaths and 15,000 injuries each year, the victims often children.
It's the morning after deadline day for Obamacare. There were website glitches in the rush of last-minute signups. Let's check in now at the White House with CBS's Peter Mayer.
And, Steve, now the administration appears to be on track to hit its 7 million sign-up goal following frenzied hours leading up to the deadline. Website hassles caused long lines at enrollment centers.
I really didn't want to do this. I wanted to get done online, but I couldn't do it.
This morning, healthcare.gov declares open enrollment is over. And, Steve, President Obama is expected to mark this milestone with a statement later today.
A federal judge has refused to stop new Arizona rules banning women from taking the most common abortion drug, RU486, after 7 weeks of pregnancy instead of 9. And lawmakers in Alabama consider a measure today to make the state the third in the nation to require a waiting period longer than 24 hours before an abortion. A global airline group is calling for better passenger screening and aircraft tracking in the wake of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the investigation.
Even with more planes and more ships taking part in the search, debris from the missing Malaysian plane still has not been found. And today the man coordinating the search, Angus Houston, did not sound optimistic.
It's not something that's necessarily going to be resolved in the next 2 weeks.
Also today, the Malaysian government released the transcript of conversations between the cockpit and air traffic controllers. The final words from the plane are slightly different than previously reported. Instead of "all right, good night," The final words are, "Good night, Malaysian 370," but nothing in the transcript appears unusual. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Kuala Lumpur.
In Japan, authorities have opened up a tiny part of the evacuation zone around the damaged Fukushima nuclear plant. Some residents say they're reluctant to return 3 years after the nuclear disaster. The confirmed death toll in the Washington state mudslide is 24. Safety official Gary Hackinson says 22 are missing.
These are 22 people that we cannot account for. These are 22 people whose loved ones are grieving. We want to do all we can to find them.
CBS's Stephen Kaufman on the search limits.
Out of a slide that covers 640 acres, only a small amount will be gone over thoroughly.
5% of the likely area. It's an entire mountain that came off, and we're looking in the areas where people actually lived.
Operations Chief Terry Stevens says the area of concentration was determined by geologists working at the site.
A Mideast peace proposal is said to include an early release for Jonathan Pollard, the former U.S. Navy analyst serving life for selling secrets to the Israelis. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Secretary of State John Kerry brought the proposal to Jerusalem in a bid to extend troubled Mideast peace talks past an April deadline. In exchange for Pollard, Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and partially freeze construction in Jewish settlements.
A new report assesses American children, their backgrounds, and chances for success. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
All over the U.S., there's a racial divide in children's achievement scores.
Asian Pacific Islander children have the highest composite index score, followed by white children, and scores for Latino, American Indian, and African American children were considerably lower.
Laura Spear of the Annie Casey Foundation says the gap appears in everything from birth weights and teen pregnancy rates to high school graduation rates. The challenge, how to level so many different playing fields. Steve?
Well, a 17-year-old Long Island student's been accepted at all eight Ivy League schools. Kwasi Ennin, who got 2250 out of 2400 on his SATs, tells CBS News.
Applying to all eight was not the logic to get into all eight. It was to hopefully get one and then be very proud of myself.
Ennin says financial aid's an issue, but he'll probably go to Yale. The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Atlanta is apologizing for building a $2 million mansion for himself, and he says he is willing to sell it. Wilton Gregory just recently moved into the 6,400-square-foot place, paid for by a huge donation. And he's been under fire from those who say the home undercuts the message of austerity preached by Pope Francis. Going on sale today, a creation from the father of our country. Here's CBS's Dan Revive.
For the first time since George Washington died in 1799, you can buy and drink his peach brandy.
There'll be 400 bottles for sale.
Peter Cressy, president of the Distilled Spirits Council, which put together a team that followed George Washington's recipe. At his home, Mount Vernon in Virginia, tourists can buy a small bottle for $150.
Expensive, but I can tell you it's certainly worth it. I've tasted it.
America's first president made some peach brandy, but is better known for his rye whiskey. That's been sold at Mount Vernon for years. Dan Revive, CBS News.
Expanded instant replay in Major League Baseball survived opening day. It was used in five games. In two instances, calls were overturned. Atlanta manager Freddie Gonzalez, who won his challenge but lost to Milwaukee, says they got it right. That's the bottom line. That's the roundup for Tuesday. I'm Steve Kaif and CBS News.